All right, happy Friday, everybody. Now it's your chance to win $1,000.
It's WQM's $1,000 Slapshot. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word GARDEN to 72881 and you're registered. That's GARDEN, G-A-R-D-E-N, to 72881. Joe Rose, you have a garden at your house that you mess with at any point.
I don't have a garden, but my wife does like to.
She does a garden.
She's a little old school. Okay. She likes the garden, yes. Right, she likes to plant stuff.
Text GARDEN. That's
go
good.
Back, I look at it and go, boy, that's very nice.
Oh, it's good very that you nice, say honey. That. It's good that you pay attention. Text GARDEN to 72881 now. The WQM $1,000 Slapshot brought to you by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. If you don't win this time, your next chance at the top of the next hour. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. The 7 a.m. code word on this Friday is GARDEN.
KJ Osborne. That's right. Miami Hurricanes got themselves a wide receiver transfer. From Buffalo, comes in, 53 catches, almost 900 yards, 7 touchdowns. Will instantly make him put himself into the rotation with all those young receivers, and we'll see what happens. But Manny Diaz, we talked about it, now brought in a safety, brought in a running back,
yep.
And now a wide receiver. And he's not done because there's two quarterbacks out there they're trying to get. There's a guy who was a backup at Ohio State last year, Tate Martell. And then, of course, the other one everybody's been talking about, we spent a lot of time on yesterday, Jalen Hurts.
Are these pipe dreams, or do you think that one of these two guys will come down here to Miami?
Oh, I think you got a good chance.
Okay.
Because they're looking at it. They're not looking, where can I get a national championship?
No, I want to play right now.
They want to play, yeah. And they want to play in a good program. I mean, good Division I program. And look at. They want to compete a little bit, but they want to know they got a chance. They've already done that competition thing, and it didn't work. And the first stop at these big programs where they're going, you get there and you're a four-star, and you realize you're competing against two other four-stars and a five-star. And then another guy who's a five-star just transfers in. You're going, I'm out. I'm the first guy to tap out of this competition thing. But you were the backup last year. You're going to have a good – no, I don't have a good chance. The top quarterback in the country just transferred from Georgia here. I'm out. So the guy transfers out, plus the guys they bring in at your position, two at a time. That's why I said yesterday, quarterback's the biggest transferring position in college sports. It really is. It's not even close. And we're going to see it all over the place. So, yeah, I think they got a good chance because they're looking – and they've been told they got to compete, but they've also been told, have you seen anything so far at UM that scares you?
No.
There's no experience.
Well, the unknown, Williams, that's it. The other two guys I'm not scared of at all. Otherwise, they would have been playing and Weldon would have played already. I'm not worried about that. I'm just, if Jalen, I mean, Jalen Hurts is, can you imagine if that guy transfers down here to Miami?
Well,
that's
Martell,
a full upgrade at
I
that
believe
position.
Martell's got to sit out a year, so he can't play right away, but would come in. In the situation again, this is where those coaches and your recruiting coordinator and his staff got to go out and do their homework because Manny's seen him a little bit. He's going, hey fellas, we know what do you see from these guys? How do they all match up potentially if we bring these guys in with the guys that are young guys because some of them are going to bolt? Like Manny literally can't think. When he came on, he talked about competition. Mm-hmm. Sounds great.
Yeah,
old school people going yes. Old days, compete every day. And if you lose and you're not the starter, keep competing until you get it back or wait your turn. Those days are over, man. Not for every kid, but for a lot of these guys jumping around, they're doing numbers going, okay, I didn't start last year. Oh, they just brought two more guys in who have more stars than I do, highly recruited. Social media, you keep up on everybody.
Of everything. Yeah, come on.
So, yeah. I think he got a chance to get one of those two guys.
That's
or,
good.
Hey, maybe both, since one guy's got to sit out. If Jalen Hurts comes in and says, hey, I think I can start. I can start Alabama. I can sure the hell start here. And then you've got the other guy that's got to sit out a year. And he goes, well, you're gone after a year. I'll take the job. So I'm guessing there's a chance. If a guy's got to sit out a year, good opportunity. As they got to get this quarterback thing. That's kind of the theme down here, isn't it? We got to get the quarterback situation.
Never a good thing when that's a theme.
And
when you're looking for a quarterback for not just one of the teams down here, but both, and trying to figure out that situation. Wouldn't it be nice if that wasn't the problem? And it was something else. Man, we really need to solidify that outside linebacker position.
What you mean, like when you can go back when you had Marino in the early 80s starting, and then you went to the U and they had all these guys that were first-round picks?
If we can only get another, backup safety, because, we're not real deep at that position. We only have Sean Taylor and Ed Reed, but it would be great if we can get one more guy back there. No, instead, the most important position of all of sports, you need to solidify for both football teams down here. And we say both because we treat the University of Miami as the second professional football team down here. They're both question marks, huge question marks, and it's the most important position in sports.
How
many other cities are going through that?
There's a few. It's not just us.
No, I know, but it's every year here with us.
We have definitely been right in there. Cleveland got theirs taken care of. They've had it forever, and they absolutely hit it out of the park.
And don't you think Buffalo at this point might have theirs, and the Jets might have theirs? No, but
no,
at least there's...
I know Baker Mayfield is the guy,
and
you're right. Probably those guys, some of them going to work out, some
Baltimore now, even with Flacco maybe being on the outs, they might have their guy. Like, everyone might have their guy, and then we're still here, and Ryan Tannehill's still on this roster right now.
It's an amazing number it pops up, and you look back at all the problems that Miami's had through the years, and there's been a bunch of them, mostly bad drafting, unless you want to go bad coaching, coaches were good, but I still go to the talent first. I just look, and it's amazing to me that since Dan Marino left, retired, we've had one first round quarterback, Ryan Tannehill. One.
It's almost ridiculous when you say that.
That, you know what that tells me? We have a bunch of, through the years, we've had a bunch of gutless, cowardly, whoever's in control, coaches and GMs that were scared to death to put their you-know-what out on the table and say, I think that guy right there, I don't care what pick it was, I think he's got a chance to be really good. I think sometimes in these drafts, we always talk about it. It's coming up in a few weeks. We'll start again. Where instead of talking about how good all these guys are, we want to break them down, and it turns into, like, the higher you're going to get drafted, the more negative things. I heard yesterday, Dwayne Haskins, he's going to need a couple of years. He's got a big arm. He's got an NFL, all the talent, but he's only got 1 year of experience. Okay. We've said that about a bunch of other guys who basically played 1 year in really good programs. Been going on forever. I'm not saying it's a perfect situation. But, man, that's the best you can do when you're looking for negatives on a guy, why he might drop a little bit. His size. I mean, we do this every year.
Of course.
About whatever comes out about. We're almost looking for more negatives than just going, hey, what I've seen in those last couple of games and the numbers he put up, that guy can play.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
So anyway, and then, of course, the love affair that we have going on in Oklahoma to find out what Kyler Murray's going to do, potentially. How often has that happened? I was going to look it up, and I didn't do it last night. How many times has a guy been drafted first round in
baseball?
First round in baseball.
Wow.
That can't happen a lot. Now, we've had some guys who are really good in both sports.
Bo? Did Bo do it without me double-checking there?
No, because Bo said he was going to one sport. Bo got drafted really, really low. He did get drafted, but I'm talking about first round in two sports that ended up just playing one or the other. And we've had some – we really have. Through the years, we've had guys who were really good baseball players or football players play the other sport. We had a couple in the old days that played both. But I don't think we've had another guy potentially get – I don't know if Kyler Murray's going to get drafted in the first round, although it sounds like it. That's pretty impressive.
Bo Jackson was originally drafted first overall by the Bucks in 86 and refused to play for them. And then Jackson said – entered the following year's draft and was selected in the seventh round.
That was a brilliant pick by the Raiders.
The Raiders, 183rd overall.
Brilliant pick.
I'm just trying to think, because the only other guy you talk about, like Brian Jordan, was another guy that played both, and Deion played both. Dave Winfield played, or was drafted in all of them. But
there's been a lot of guys that were really good that maybe if they didn't commit to one sport, like there were a few guys that just came right out. Was it Smarja at Notre Dame was a really good wide receiver. Forget.
Yeah.
Do you remember how good that
guy was?
Yeah,
he's
a wide
receiver.
And he goes, no, I throw it 96 miles an hour. And by the way, did a guy make the right – how much money has he made playing baseball even though he's injured along with San Francisco?
John Elway.
John Elway, first round, both? That's right. That's a good one. That's right. They really believed that John Elway
– would be in the same
– was going to – no, he was going to be – that he was going in on the Yankees.
That's right.
You know,
I remember watching that special when the Yankees came out. The scout came out and told Steinbrenner, think about these two rookies we're going to bring up, Don Mattingly and John Elway.
So when I was a senior in college, John Elway was a freshman, and Cal and Stanford playing baseball. So all these guys, the baseball guys, good bunch of dudes. So, hey, man, you got to come out and see this Elway guy. And if nothing else, just come watch him take a little outfield practice. You got to see this cannon. So literally, the guys are going, you got to see him take batting practice, and you got to come out because he hit it a mile and a half. And then they were like, by the way, you got to see this cannon from right field. They've never seen anything like it. And Elway's got one of the strongest arms, and most people never saw it. So I went out there, like yesterday, you know, came out a couple hours early, and they're taking Stanford's out on the Cal field, and they're taking outfield, you know, throw to the cutoff man. Let it go through at home. And he was throwing it from a short right field. And he was just, you're just going, wow. Because you wanted to see how good he was because he had played as a freshman quarterback and everybody was already talking about him at that time, how good he was going to be as a quarterback too. But you're right, that's a good, totally forgot. That's a good one. Somebody got the text machine flying
on that
one? The
text machine's in there, but then we just got a text that just came in that said Elway was in the second round for baseball.
Was he?
I'm checking now just to make
sure. Yeah. Well, listen, he was right up there. You saw that special they had one night, who would have been better, Elway or Marino in baseball? Some guy said Marino would have been a better baseball
player. Arm.
Well,
for baseball.
I wouldn't say that.
No?
Not.
Elway had a very good arm. Huh?
Yeah. Hey, we got to go to break here, man. I mean, you say, look, as far as hitting it overall and position and all that stuff, but I don't know. I think Marino said he threw in the mid-90s, too. Both those guys got it up there and going, but Elway's arm.
The funny thing was, in reading this, Elway was selected in one of the drafts, you know, because guys get drafted like 18 times in baseball sometimes. In one of the drafts, the Royals selected Marino in the fourth round and then Elway later in the draft, even though Elway didn't know, like, wasn't going to play baseball. So originally, I think I was drafted twice in baseball, one for the 18th round for the Royals, and the Royals in that same draft in the fourth round drafted Marino. Imagine that in the farm system, Elway and Marino.
I think the story was, we got to go to break here, but the story was that Marino wanted to play both sports. And I think Kansas City at the time said, no, we want you right away.
Wow.
And he said, I'm going to the other sport.
Yep.
Right down the street.
Yeah, Yankees selected Elway in the 81 Major League Baseball draft, 52nd overall.
All right, there you have it.
Second round. He was not a dual first round guy.
You think somebody knew that or looked it up while we were talking about it?
No, someone looked it up.
I always wonder, is there really somebody out there that just remembers all that stuff?
Mm-mm.
All this information that pops up every day? Because people... Or do we have people literally that sit by the internet all day and go, oh, let me see. Bup, 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 got it. Bang. Give me credit. All right, you got credit.
I actually believe the last thing you said, that somebody sits by the computer all day.
Radio.com. Radio. 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 Radio.com.
It's creeping up, folks. WQAM invites you to join our sister station, Kiss Country, at the 34th Annual Chili Cook-Off, powered by Ford, coming January 26th to CB Smith Park in Pembroke Pines. Headliners include Brooks and Dunn, Luke Combs, Rodney Atkins, Low Cash, and many more. Get your tickets now at WKIS.com. That's January 26th, the 34th Annual Chili Cook-Off, powered by Ford at CB Smith Park.
All right, well, we're still trying to figure out who's going to get, it looks like, the last spot for new coaching positions in the National Football League, and it comes down to the one left. And isn't it fitting when everybody's jumping on a coach and you're sitting there on the Miami Dolphins, the only one that – and they're taking their time and they want to get the right guy. You got an interview with Darren Rizzi today. And, man, good luck to Riz. I would really like to see Riz get this job. He's been around the NFL. He's paid his dues at every level. He's been assistant head coach. But I'd really like to see him get a chance to run his own show. I think because of the way Adam Gase ran his program as a head coach, I think behind the scenes, I don't know, but I'm just guessing Rizzi did a lot of stuff as assistant head coach with Adam giving so much of his time to the offense. So he knows the guys. I do like that when he jumps on guys a little bit. I love it. I still think there's a place in football for it and making guys responsible a little bit for things, accountable for things that they
old school football. What's wrong with that?
A little bit. Just a little bit.
I know. It doesn't need to be full old school. Just a little bit.
I know it's a lot different today. And that would be the one. We got four games tomorrow. We're eight teams left in the playoffs. And I think we're going to have one or two upsets again tomorrow and on Sunday. I really do. And I know we were talking before, Hollywood thinks Cowboys are going to beat the Rams in L.A., which could happen. There's no question about it. The Dallas Cowboys got a really good defense. Their front seven is really good.
The Rams looked a little shaky the last couple weeks of the regular season.
Have the Cowboys end up now having the best linebacking core in football? Boy, did they hit. They took an injured Notre Dame linebacker that everybody said, oh, I don't know if the knee. Said, we'll let him sit for a full year. Don't worry.
And nerve damage, right? That's always scary.
Take a guy out of Boise State, a new linebacker from the country who's just, he's a tough, mean son of a gun.
Machine,
yeah,
man.
He's all over the place. So I'm with you. I wouldn't be surprised.
I haven't heard anyone say anything about Philadelphia beating New Orleans. I don't think that's going to happen, right?
Ooh.
I like New Orleans in that game. As much as Nick Foles and the Philly Magic and Philly Special and Dilly Dilly and all this stuff, I think New Orleans is just a wrecking crew right now.
They're the biggest favorite this weekend.
Yeah.
What is it? What's
they're,
that spread?
They're 8-point favorites. Wow. That's the biggest spread of the weekend.
I think Eagles will hang around. I'd be shocked to see them get blown out. Hey, you know what? We were talking last night. It was a great point. How many star players do you see the Eagles have? Like really big-time star players?
Wow. It's interesting. They have good players all over the place.
No, they got real good players across the board. Probably.
Is their best player Fletcher Cox, the defensive tackle?
I don't know yet. I mean, they got obviously some really good players on their front, and he's a good player.
I mean, he could be the best tight end in the league besides Kelsey now.
No, he could be. But the point is, they really don't have.
Yeah. Their running back by committee, their quarterback's Nick Foles, their wide receivers, Golden Tate, Alshon Jeffrey. Aguilar, like there's not like a lot of, you're right, not a lot
it's
of
amazing.
Like stars.
It's amazing what they did last year and they're doing again right now.
And think about the other team they're playing. If I said to name a couple stars off New Orleans, you'd have five or six guys that probably just roll off your tongue.
They got some really, really.
Well, Drew Brees, Kamara, Michael Thomas, like they have star players on their team.
So I think the other great story, of course, is that's going on and Colts. The only thing is, I know what everybody's saying, the Colts play indoors. How will they do against the Chiefs? And can be one of the coldest places in the United States of America, man. Kansas City is when the winter months hit, and I've been there, one of the coldest games of all time. And, that thing can get cold. But I'm curious to see. A lot of these guys grew up in cold weather, so it's not like just because you play for a warm weather team you've never been out on. I don't want everybody to think everybody grows up in Southern California and South Florida.
Never seen cold weather, yeah.
Although a lot of guys do grow up. Those are the two biggest football areas.
Sure, you're right. The hottest.
Yeah, hottest for sure, yeah.
All right, so for the Colts game, Andrew Luck's been hot. You know, he was in the MVP conversation. He brought his team to the playoffs. They won the first game in the playoffs. And Kansas City is a 31st overall pass defense. So does that help? Does that make you change in anything? I mean, now, we haven't talked about the Chiefs' offense, which is the best in the league. But they give up a lot of yards and a lot of points in the air.
That's why I think the Colts really do have a chance. By the way, the Colts have been running the football, too.
Marlon Mack, really good.
And it all goes back to maybe the best offensive line that nobody talks about, or not too many people, without getting technical here in South Florida. But Colts have really hit a home run, three first-round picks on that offensive line.
Jeez.
Anyway, so we got all that stuff going on here. And oh, I was just reading Omar, just to bring it back here, local, who I think is, what's he doing this weekend? He was, what did he say? He was working on something else on the wedding. They got the wedding coming.
Is it the tasting this weekend for something?
Was it tasting? He's the only guy, by the way, that I've ever heard of, the one to get involved in the cake. And he was upset that she was going to go work on the cake without him because he wanted to be involved. That was the one thing. And I've never heard of a guy wanting to be like the cake was
important.
Don't
forget
to
about our
dude.
Friend from the afternoon show. Guy who takes off work for food tastings.
That's a good point. Took days off for that. Valero.
And don't forget about him.
Why you always got to throw him under the bus?
Because he's in that group.
Okay.
So you said Omar's the only one you knew. That's not true. You know the guy in the afternoon.
No, that's true. That's a good point by Hollywood there. If you are talking
he
about
he took
specifics.
Multiple days off of work to do wedding-related
tastings
stuff.
And food tastings.
I'm not trying to sound like, you know, I'm against all this stuff because I have sucked it up and a couple of times sucked it up to go do the whole, hey, I want to go
do
this
thing
today.
We started planning our wedding. Yeah.
I got to tell you, the worst is not the cake, which I didn't get involved
in. Can
I
say it before
and nobody
you do?
Wanted me.
Flowers?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
That, by the way, that would be a bad one. Oh. But I didn't even. But the one I had to go on. I'm not saying any names with anybody, but okay. Just in general.
This is going to be fun.
China.
Oh, what?
China patterns. You ever heard of that?
I mean, I've heard of it, but I don't care about it.
Obviously,
that.
I didn't get it in the divorce, yeah. So, but really nice stuff. I remember my dad going, what, are you going to buy it yourself? That stuff's expensive that you guys put out there for everybody to get. Those plates and stuff.
Yeah. I don't think people do that anymore, though.
They don't?
No.
That stuff's dead.
It's paper plates and Red Solo cups, though.
Anyway, I remember going to these stores and, like, really nice stores and looking at this stuff, and I finally, like, after a while, what about this blue color? And finally, I'm out. I literally, in the middle of the guy talking, I said, I got to go.
Yeah.
I said, I'm in football season. I got a day off. Last thing I want to do is sit here and do this, walk around here and do this. Mm. I'm out. And you know what I did? I don't want to tell you the rest, but
come on.
I was so annoyed with doing it.
Mm-hmm. That?
I was ready to end. I mean, I wasn't just upset. I was ready to end it. Like, you know what? If this is what it's going to be like every time you visit me, it's just this. That was just like, so when I hear people go, oh, we like, but I guess they don't do that anymore. You're saying they don't do that?
I mean, I don't think so. How involved were you, Hollywood, on all the planning? I mean, you had the all-in-one place, though, right?
But I didn't really care.
The food. I guess the food tasting.
Well,
I get that.
Yeah, I mean, it's free. You go eat the food, yeah.
Yeah, but not that it's free, but you want to make sure it's something at your wedding. You don't want your guys going, dude, I can't.
Dude, what was that?
Food was terrible. Or you're looking over going, oh, they don't like the food today.
Yeah.
You want to make sure.
Got to have more than the chicken and steak option these days.
That would be a big one. But, yeah, but Omar's so interested. One thing is the cake.
I'll tell you what. Out of all the stuff we did when we did plan the wedding before, I mean, we didn't have it because we went and got eloped, but when we were planning the wedding, the most fun I had was when we went for the cake tasting. That was the most fun. All the other stuff was boring to me. But when they brought out 14 different pieces of cake and I had to taste each one.
Right.
That was fun. I didn't care at that point. She was, which one
do
you like?
So you did it too is what you're saying. You did go to the cake.
Yeah.
Did you do the cake testing too?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't do any of the other stuff. I didn't care about flowers.
I'm not going to take a shot at Zach. I'm trying to be nice.
No.
It's a Friday.
No, it's fine. I guess you're right. Maybe that's what Omar wanted to do. Is just
I didn't care though.
To like, taste all
I the... went legitimately for the fat guy reason.
But the cake is fine, man. It's cake.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
Have you ever had bad cake?
No, I actually haven't. I've never had a bad cake.
And these expensive wedding cake places, like, they don't have bad cake.
I could be, you know, a realist here and say I'm sure I've had a bad piece of cake in my life.
Really?
Well, carrot cake.
No, not carrot.
No, I'm not kidding.
Actually, I've had a bad piece of carrot cake before, but the normal good one that I have from Publix is just, it is what it is.
So, anyway, Omar's been over, the reason I brought Omar up, so Omar's been all over the place on... With the Adam Gase stuff, Adam lost the locker room and this, and he was breaking down all the stuff that happened. And then today, I was like, it looked like he flipped a little bit. Like, well, oh, let me explain, or he's trying to make a point. I don't know what the hell he was trying to do. I just want to say this. You can always find guys in a locker at the end of the year that you get close to. No matter who you are, everybody's close to a few guys in there, and you can go to a guy – and say off the record, hey, this guy. And I wouldn't be surprised because you're always going to have guys on a roster, always, no matter whether you go 14-2 or 2-14 that aren't going to like the head coach. always.
So does that mean you lost the locker room if a guy doesn't like you?
No, it doesn't. Because if that was the case, when Don Shula was going 13-3, 12-4, 11-5, 10-6.
He lost locker room every
4,
year. Yeah.
Because there would be a lot of guys bitching about Don Shula every day. And then we go out and win the game.
Mm. Albert Wilson had nothing but good things to say about Gase.
Well, a lot of guys. Yeah. Kenny Stills.
Kenny Stills.
There's been a lot of guys. Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill should have wrote him a check for about $8 million.
He should have.
Say, here, coach, I don't know what's going to happen, but here's $8 million of my salary for everything you believe in me and me not
imagine if
performing.
He did cut him a check. The coach, thanks so much. Here's 3.5.
He didn't like him that much. He just said, hey, here's he's the best coach. He just said a lot of nice things about him. He didn't offer him any money. All right, we got to move on here, man, from good locker rooms to bad locker rooms to, Zach, what do you got for me?
Wedding cake and everything else. I just want to remind everyone, top of each hour, you have a chance to win $1,000. It's the WQAM $1,000 Slapshot brought to you by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. If you missed the 7 a.m. code word, it was garden. And we'll have another one up in about 25 minutes or so. Keep listening for your chance to win $1,000.
Radio.com. Radio.com. And now, it's time for Hollywood's headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got here on a Friday, Mr. Sarcasm?
All right, Joe, we're going to start it off in the NFL here. And, of course, Antonio Brown has been the hot topic in the NFL over the past few weeks. And whether he ends up on another team is yet to be seen. But TMZ caught up with Julio Jones, of course, of the Atlanta Falcons. And they asked Julio if he would like to play with Antonio Brown.
Hey, last thing, man. What do you think about AB maybe joining the Falcons? Would you like to see that?
Who that?
Antonio Brown. Would you like to see him join the Falcons?
Nah, man, we tight over here. We good over here.
You good over there? Yeah. You're the man, man. You take care.
You never hear that, by the way.
By the way, he is right. There's no room.
No, I understand that, but you ask Odell Beckham or Jarvis or one of these other guys around the league, like, hey, wouldn't you want to play with Antonio Brown? Like, hell yeah, bring Antonio Brown here. Hey, Julio, you want to play with him? Nah, we're straight.
Yeah, we don't. That's
not surprising to you, he said that?
That is kind of a strange thing to say.
It was. But if there's two guys that couldn't play together and it wouldn't be a good combination.
It's Julio and it's Antonio Brown.
I would guess they probably respect each other but don't want to play together. And he came out and said the two Alabama first-round picks were just fine. We're fine
wouldn't
together.
Wouldn't shock you at all if I told you that Antonio Brown and Julio Jones were number one and number three in targets last season. There's not enough footballs in Atlanta.
Is it weird that we never see that in the NFL? Guys try to team up. Like, it's all they do in the NBA.
There's only a certain amount of footballs to go man. You can't have 170, 180 targets, 160 targets, whatever it is.
I could see a wide receiver trying to recruit a running back or a running back trying to recruit a tight end, but not a wide receiver trying to get another wide receiver.
I got to see what a huddle was like with Clayton and Duper. Can you imagine what it would be like with Julio Jones and Antonio Brown?
I'd love to see the pouting and screaming
that went on?
I would love to see it.
Antonio Brown literally may walk out of a game and just quit. He may just leave the state, just quit.
He already did that.
I know. He might do it again.
By the way, Julio Jones, 170 targets, led the NFL last season. You think he wants another guy in there that got 168?
He said this thing's working just fine here.
All right, guys, are you ready for a little more Stephen A. Smith? You went on another rant.
Another?
Yesterday. Wow. So he had the Cliff Kingsbury rant. He was upset because he got hired because he's good-looking and looks like Sean McVay.
Very funny. By the way, some of the best work Stephen A. said.
That was pretty good. Let's listen to this one. Here's his latest rant on the Jets.
There's like this plague going on around New York City, evidently, where some people have been touched and contaminated by gangrene, who doesn't deserve the nickname gangrene because there is nothing about them that has been gang-like. A gang implies togetherness, unity, but also not for the most, dare I say, favorable or pleasant causes. And they actually strike fear in people. When have the New York Jets struck fear in anybody else in recent memory? When has that happened? When has it happened? Stop calling them gangrene. It's an insult to gangs.
I think Stephen A. Smith needs a day or two off.
Hey, Without seeing him, he's making me laugh the last couple of days.
I know he's been good, but he's
you
got
to hear the Kingsbury one.
Yeah,
again?
Can I hear that? That was very good. Pete, we got to hear that again. That was one of the best all time.
This dude Kingsbury that just got hired by the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, my goodness, John, JC, did I miss something? Was Kingsbury's team the one that won the national championship this Monday instead of Dabo Sweeney? Was that his team? Am I missing something? I don't understand. Is there something that I have missed here? Is there something that I have failed to comprehend? Is this guy some golden boy that I missed? Was this guy the hot ticket that everybody should be clamoring for? The man didn't even have a 500 record at Texas Tech. He got an offensive coordinator's job at USC, and before he had a chance to take a leak, this brother's got a head coaching job in the National Football League. How much time, Duno, John, did he actually spend at USC? What, a week? He didn't even have an opportunity to go to Roscoe's for chicken and waffles. I mean, what the hell is going on?
Oh, man.
And this guy is some candidate that you're clamoring for? Okay, he's photogenic. The ladies will love Mr. Kingsbury. Mr. Cliff Kingsbury. I mean, let's stop the presses right now. The ladies are going to be all over the place drooling over Cliff Kingsbury. He's photogenic. In some people's eyes, it looks like a model. In my personal opinion, he looks like he belongs on The Bachelor. Here's the problem. He looks like he belongs on The Bachelor more than he belongs on the sideline as a head coach for a National Football League team. You got to be kidding me. He coached Patrick Mahomes. He coached Case Keenum. He coached Johnny Manziel. Really? Really?
Oh, man, I just... Keep, and by the way, he wins because the teams respond to him.
Of course.
Taking shots at him about not knowing who was playing and who's been injured all year.
Yeah.
He wins, though. Stephen A., he wins, right? At the
those
end of the day.
Two pretty good rants.
Yeah, pretty good ones. Yeah. What else you got, Woody?
All right, guys, if you didn't like Trevor Lawrence before, here's a really cool story about him. So Clemson got Chick-fil-A for their post-game meal.
Yeah.
So the guys are out there eating Chick-fil-A. Now, Trevor Lawrence told ESPN that he actually does his film study at a Chick-fil-A in Clemson. He pulls out, he sits at a booth, and that's where he watches all of his game film. He eats little chicken biscuits and the chicken sandwiches and stuff.
How about that?
I think this guy, he's growing on me more and more.
Oh, this guy's got sponsorships for life now.
He hangs out at Chick-fil-A and does his film study. Yep.
How about, it's so funny. Remember the Tua crush that everybody had? It kind of slowed down a little bit, and now it's on this Clemson freshman, man. He is the hottest thing going. Is he going to get all these national championships? Best pure passer as a true freshman in the history of college football. I mean, they're saying all kinds of stuff about this guy.
Wow.
All right, how's this for motivation? The Saints will be playing, of course, this weekend against the Eagles, and Sean Payton wheeled in the Lombardi Trophy along with $225,000 in cash and said, win three bleeping games to his team. Apparently got them all very riled up.
I loved it.
How's that for motivation?
I thought it was good. She put the cash in that they're going to get if they win it all.
So three more game checks, right?
Showed them a ring and showed them the trophy that, of course, they had from when they won it down here. Pretty amazing.
That is good motivation.
One more quick thing to get to here, and Zach brought this to our attention. We have a field goal contest going on this weekend. Goose Island, the beer that's kind of, you know, they're up there in Chicago. They serve at the Cubs games and everything. So if you can kick a 43-yard field goal, that's the one that Cody Parkey missed, then you're going to get free beer for a year from Goose Island.
It's not a bad competition. I just don't know how many people are going to kick a 43-yard field goal.
It would have to be a guy that was a
soccer player,
or a guy that kicked a little bit at some level.
I disagree with that. I think someone could walk up there and make that.
It's a long field goal, man.
No way.
No, it's doable.
I think extra point might be doable.
You know, we talk about all these things that people
can do. I'm staying
out
of this. Last time I tried to get in one of these, I almost got fired.
There is no way anybody here could kick a 43-yard field goal.
I'm not even trying to say I can do that.
There's no way. This isn't running a 40 or trying to catch a punt or a kickoff return.
43-yard field goal? That's a long field goal, man.
You act like... I
think it's doable.
Cody Parkey couldn't do it.
In college, he used to screw around and kick field goals.
Is it a one-shot deal or like, all right, you can get try it again?
Or I think you can register for one kick. And that's it.
And space
by the
is
way,
limited.
Even that goes.
Space is limited.
It might be windy, number one. Yeah. And number two, a lot of people will be watching. And if people even have a strong enough leg, doesn't mean it's going to go through the uprights. I disagree. There will be some. There's going to be some guy that kicked in high school or something that could do it.
Beer for a year is a good incentive, though.
Those places have gotten really popular.
Yeah.
Think about going over the stop by Funky Buddha.
Oh, yeah.
This weekend.
Of course.
Check them out over there.
A nice event.
For sure.
So that's what, the 36-yard line you'd be kicking from?
Well, are you going back 10 yards to the end zones?
You go 10 or 7? It's 10.
No, you,
right?
had,
10.
You had 10. Seven okay. From the snap to the holder, and then you had 10. So you actually had 17 yards on. Yeah.
Well, there's no snapper, I guess, right?
No, just.
No, you just you
sit
kick
there.
It.
Yeah.
So from the 33, that's makeable.
Like
do you
this.
Just say stuff or yeah. You just like seriously?
No, I really think that that's makeable. You don't think I could do it?
I don't think for the best kickers in the world that a 40-yard field goal is automatic, like an extra point like you're making it sound like. And these are the best kickers in the world.
I'm happy to wager if you'd like.
What, you can make one?
Yes.
Anything you want, you can't make it. I've seen you. This isn't running a 40 against Omar. Anything you want, you can't get it, Big Mouth. So you pop off whatever you want. You tell me.
I would like that beautiful Chevy truck you have in the parking lot.
You can drive that whatever you want to work
out.
What do I get back? Because you can't
nothing.
Do it. No, that's
nothing.
How about this?
Sit, you're up. You know what that is?
I'd like to be in the middle of this and say whatever you're going to offer, what I think that'll
I was
really
go for
hurt.
His house, but I'll tell you, I'll
no,
sell for the car.
What'll really hurt them in the back.
He always likes bets where they're one way.
They got to pay for Dunkin' Donuts for a month. That'll hurt everyone in the back.
I can live with that.
Q's the only one that doesn't care because he's going to get it regardless.
You want to do that? One kick
from
43.
Yeah, Q's good. He doesn't care.
One kick from 43.
No, I get three kicks. I get a chance to warm up. I don't
no,
walk this, up.
You got the same right. walk up
no,
as
no,
the
no.
Deuce Island.
No,
you
got
to give me a shot.
That's fine. Three kicks.
One practice.
From the
33-yard
line.
Three kicks. Three kicks, period. From 43 yards, and it's for a month that you got to bring in breakfast, the Dunkin' Donut breakfast.
I'm good with that.
What's it on your side?
By the way,
giving him the
and
Chevy,
you know what I'm
going
to let you go indoors while it's still set up over there at Dolphin over there.
Now you got to really
I'll kick
help.
Outside. I'm not concerned about a little bit of wind.
Remember, he said that.
By the way, this is not showbiz. Don't showbiz me.
Wow.
This is it.
No, I'll kick. I'm not like this guy who won't show up. I'll kick.
Now he's taking shots at you.
Yeah. I showed up. It was your boss that told me I'd get fired if I try to kick.
No, it's your boss, too.
Oh, yeah.
Just so you know, it's everybody's boss. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it probably did you a favor, though. That thing I got out there, I just saw you getting hit or just looking
I mean, I might have lost a tooth, yeah.
And guys were
it's
waiting.
It's possible.
It wouldn't get
I wanted
good.
To try. I like the shirt they gave me.
All right, listen, we got
Josh Freeman just texted that he wants to be part of this bet.
What's he
I
saying?
I hope he's not trying to kick the ball.
What's Josh trying to say?
He said Hollywood's going to lose. I want in on this bet.
Yeah, he's right. Josh obviously knows a little bit more.
What's he going to throw in?
Does your ego just kick in when you're on the radio that
no,
all of a sudden you can run real fast?
I just think it's makeable to hit a kick from the 33-yard line.
Someone said Hollywood can't throw the ball 43 yards.
That's
true. There's already video of me doing that.
I don't know. You can throw it much further than 43.
I did that with Omar. Yeah, I threw the ball.
Someone just texted me, Zach just negotiate free breakfast for him regardless. Correct, sir.
No, it was good. That was smooth.
Yes. No way you make a 43. If you do, I buy a round of four drinks if you make it. Now people are trying to get in on this. For the bet, Hollywood should give you that fancy popcorn.
Hollywood, we'll let you go stretch out. You let me know when any ever you want to do this, we'll jump right on it. 43, indoor, outdoor.
Someone text in, off the ground or a tee? Like, is someone going to be holding it like a regular field goal, or is it going to be off a tee?
Doesn't matter.
No, Joe can hold it. You can hold it, Zach.
I'm not holding that. What if you kick me in the face?
I wouldn't trust you. I wouldn't hold exactly.
Yeah.
You break my finger. I wouldn't even trust you hit the ball. You might whiff.
That would be funny if we had video of that.
Oh, my God. That would be.
I'd buy Dunkin'
Donuts. I'd send it right to Omar if that happened.